Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds is my name. Let me hold, let be. Let me hold, let be.
Parallels. These are the lines seen by the times you cross the mind. Temporal, frontal, periodal, or sixth mode on your measurements. You're always on my head. From 11:55 p.m. to 11:54 p.m. in the minute of existence between generation times in different groups. Black, Caucasian, Hispanic, Asian, braids, sewing, natural, blonde, brunettes, redheads, tall, short, slender, voluptuous. The women that challenge you, tall, short, but my eyes do want to use touching another, touching myself, touching the very air, and it's as though these hands, these fingers, this very air, and it's touching you. Drinking coffee, eating a steak, devouring cheesecake, and getting the proper water to drink the blue glass, okay? Because everything is touching. From my voice, written on paper, and drawn upon my mind state, from my name, written on paper.
Friday Nightcap. This is Imaj Alte. And Taylor Jane and Thomas are joining us this evening. Hope everyone is having a wonderful night. How is everyone?
Hello, 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 hello.
Oh, hello. How are y'all doing this evening?
I am great.
I'm good. I'm good. Good.
Someone Friday. Doesn't sound really happy.
Who's not happy?
Mm-hmm. It sounds like you, Amaj. It sounds like Amaj is not very happy at this current moment in time.
I'm happy.
You sure? It doesn't sound like you're very happy. Do I need to play the Pharrell song for you?
It just makes you feel. I love that little song. Golly, I love that song.
It's the feel-good song of, like, the next year.
Yes, I love that song. That song makes my heart and my soul happy on the worst day. Oh, yes. I'm better now. I need that laugh, I think. I think I just need to laugh. It's one of those days. You know, how...
Yeah. I can tell.
That wipes out. Like, you know. It's one of those days. It is.
It's one of those days. I'm going to need for you to get it together. You can't be coming on a radio channel sounding all mundane and stuff like... Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the radio show. You know.
No, you know what? And plus, I don't have my Friday night alcohol in my system quite yet. I just started drinking like
5 minutes ago. So it's not in my system good enough. So as we, you know, get into the show and get into some topics, where maybe I'll unwind just a little bit more. We are waiting for our poet of the evening to let me know he is available, because he did say he was going to be a little late. So we'll get him on the line when I see he's chimed in. But so tonight's topic is very interesting, because when I sit back and I think about the groups that I am in on Facebook, it's about 60 of them. I participate in about four or five. All the rest I don't even poke my head into. But so we're going to talk about sex groups on Facebook and how we feel about those. So this is definitely going to be interesting tonight. So I'm going to say, we're going to go ladies first. Taylor, how do you feel about Facebook and whatnot on Facebook?
I think that for the most part, I find them to be very, very entertaining. They are very hilarious to me. There are some people in those groups that are just don't care. Like, you know, they will show everything they got. And sometimes nobody wants to see it, but they don't care. They'll show it anyway.
Girl, they don't have no, what is the word I'm looking for? No shame whatsoever. Don't care at all.
They really don't. Mm-hmm. And it's you know, I think for the most part it can be entertaining. I know for me, I get a kick out of them. I don't know about anybody else, but I laugh a lot in those groups. And I think that the groups are very clicky, which is funny, because everybody is supposed to be on the same page in the group, but it's not like that. The groups are very, very clicky. Like, if you don't talk to this person, or you're friends with this person, or you're from this area, then, you know, that's just, they only socialize with each other. I think it's very,
right.
It's very childish. It's very childish. I will say that.
Well, I will say this. I've seen groups that are like that, you know. Me personally, like, I find the groups to be very interesting because of the simple fact that you have people who are willing to bear it all, you know, whether they be in front of strangers or, you know, people that they're cool with, you know. So ultimately, at the end of the day, I respect those people who are comfortable enough to, you know, bear their souls, so to speak, on an internet forum. You know, ultimately, at the end of the day, a lot of people can't say that they will or have done it, you know, so I applaud them, you know. And ultimately, at the end of the day, I've seen, you know, that whole camaraderie thing based on, you know, whether it be about your location or, you know, just, you know, what ideals you click on, you know. But me personally, like, I run a couple groups, actually, and I try to make sure that everyone, you know, interacts with everyone. Now, I can't guarantee that'll happen, but for the most part, everyone does interact with everyone. But, you know, like, I enjoy the Facebook groups a lot, especially the groups that I run in, because they're very interesting, you know, as far as, like, the different types of people that I meet and, you know, I converse with on different levels, so.
I think both sides of it. I see where Taylor is coming from, and I can see where you're coming from. Like, when I tell y'all, the five groups that I participate in are not even the sex groups that are there. But I definitely can't. When I do pop in, I do have a couple of chuckles or three. I just do, because I'm like Taylor. I was like, some of these people really just don't it could be that they just don't care, or they're so comfortable in themselves that they're like, so what? I'm going to show all my ass and all my titties today, and I'm going to show these ladies what I'm working with. And that's fine for some people. I, Imaj, don't do that because I am fearful of what people are going to take away from the internet. You know, you can right-click on anything and it be there. And so I'm leery of all of that. More power to the people who are doing it. Go ahead and show all your curves. Do whatever you got to do. But I ain't about to do it. You ain't gonna worry about me. I'm just not going to.
Do it for the vibe.
And
I ain't gonna do it.
No, not whatsoever. I just can't. I can't because I have trust issues, and I don't trust people I don't know. And some of the people I do know, I don't need trust. So, yeah, I can't mess with it. Now, I do have Brian in the chat room that he's saying he just realized only 2 years ago that Facebook will let mofos right-click and save effing pictures. They sure do. Those hairstyles that people may have and like, oh, shoot, I like that. They'll right-click and be like, I think I'm going to try this out. And they can save it to their phone, everything. So it's like, where are you going to share it? They can share stuff on Instagram of your pictures. And come on now. So you have to be a little bit more careful. Like, I always ask people to let me know when you gonna add me to a group. And
yes.
Lately,
yes.
You know, and this is one of my biggest pet peeves in the world. If you have a sex group, reach out to me via inbox or however and say, hey, I want you to join my group. This is what my group is about. You know, if you want to join, just let me know. And at that point, I can say yes or no to join in your group. But when I wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning and I see I have a new notification for some damn group I ain't know nothing about, that puts me in a bad mood for the rest of my day. I'm sorry. It does. Because as long as my Facebook page has been up, I've put that disclaimer up several times. It's either these people don't know how to read or choose not to read, or whatever. And they're just not respecting my wishes. People get deleted for that type of stuff around my page. I don't care. Just let me know, because it's rude. I'm not even going to willy-nilly add you to a group that I'm in just because I think you'd be a great fit, and I'm going to reach out to you first. That's just common courtesy.
And not only that, but, like, I don't know if the owners of these pages, I don't know if they went to Group Academy or whatever the case may be, but
what the heck is Group Academy? What?
Like when it, like the, you know, like hall monitors, like it's ridiculous. Like I was added to a group. I didn't know I was added to this group, and they like kindly tagged me in a post and was like, introduce yourself to the group. We don't like lurkers. I'm like, the hell are you? I just was added to this group. I am busy, first of all. I haven't even looked at my Facebook. I just got a notification that somebody tagged me in a post. I don't even know you. Like, calm down. And then they want to demand all of these things where you have to introduce yourself. You have to post a pic. Bitch, bye. Like, who are you? Are you the Facebook police? Like, who are you? No, I'm not doing any of the sort. How about you just delete me from the group?
Right.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Definitely.
And they are so serious. They are so serious. Like, you have to introduce yourself to the group. We don't like lurkers. I'm like, the hell? I only been in the group for 45 minutes. What you talking about?
And if you add me to a group, before I even post anything, I'm checking up to see who is in the group. Because, first of all, if I know somebody in real freaking life, Not Facebook Live? I'm sorry. You ain't going to get me. Because I know such and such in real life.
Exactly.
Like, real life.
Cut the shit.
In, her real phone number is in my phone, and I can pick it up, and I can call her and be like, hey, girl, let's go get a drink.
Mm-hmm.
So, no. People miss me with that. Now, you know, some groups, that's what they, some groups they have out there are a little bit different than some of these groups with the thirsty people who need a drink of water. Never mind. I don't even want to go there. I don't even want my whole thought process to go there. Never mind.
No, okay. Come out there. Let's go. Let's
Shut up.
Shut up. No, don't tell me to shut up. You started this. And so I just wanted to hear what really goes on in your mind.
My mind is not as nice at all times. That's what that is. And sometimes I'm looking like, I know, being that I'm a person who knows what my hoo-ha looks like, and I suggest every woman get a mirror, take a look at your hoo-ha, know what that heifer looks like, so you can make sure she ain't sick. That's how I feel. But some people will be putting up their sick hoo-ha's, and I'm like, oh, God, you didn't know.
No, they do that. I was in, somebody added me to this group, and this girl posted her very, very sick, like near death hoo-ha, and she was asking us, like, what did we think was wrong with her hoo-ha? A what?
Oh, shut up. No, she didn't.
Yeah, she was like, I don't know, I just woke up this morning, and it looks like that. Like, what do you think it could be? You probably have chlamydia. I think that you should go and get some sort of medication. You should get a pill, a shot. I don't know what to tell you to do with that. I don't have experience in that area, but it definitely looks like you've got something wicked with you, and you shouldn't share that with anyone ever again. Yeah.
And
groups, guys are just, you know, they're posting their business, and it's like, yo, I don't know what happened. I'm like, you look like your little sad puppy got the measles and mumps and rubella and everything else. I think you should go to the doctor as well. They don't care. They just be like, do it for the vine. They don't care. They do not care.
They just, instead of, I ain't gonna do it, they just gonna do it.
Just let them do it for the vine. You'll be all right. Ain't nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? Look, if people want to post their business, you got every right to either leave the group or scroll on past.
That's what I do. I just scroll on past, and then I leave the group. Like, that's just what I do. And also, I cannot stand, okay, if I know you in real life, please don't get in the groups and try to act like you're something that you're not. Please don't get in these groups and act like you tough, you big, and you bad, and everything else. Please, I know you for a fact. Like, I know you. I can go to your house. I know your kids. I know your dude. I know your girl. We all know there's nothing tough about you except for the bottom of your shoes. Calm down.
It sounds like you have a little bit of a personal matter with that. Sounds like you've encountered something like that in your lifetime.
No, I see it all the time. It's not directed towards me. It's directed towards other people. And I'm like, you really don't need to be acting that way, because we all know that there's nothing tough about you. Like, you're not going to go see nobody. Like, these, like, sometimes, like, somebody makes a post. Like, these groups, like, they escalate. Like, shit gets real, real fast just over petty stuff. It's, like, it's beyond me. So fun. Like, I'm sorry. I laugh at inappropriate things all the time. Sue me. I think this stuff is hilarious.
That's inappropriate.
But I'm working on it. What's today? Today's the 4th. I'm going to work on it on the 17th. I'm going to work on it that day.
Oh, what? You know what?
What's
just
on the
17th?
I don't know. That's just the day I pick. I don't know. I'm just going to work on it that day.
Okay.
I'm just going to work on it that day.
Oh,
but they
wow.
do. Like, people get all into their feelings or in these little groups, and it's a mess. It's a mess. And it's not even just the sex groups. I mean, I'm in a bunch of natural hair care groups and, you know, girls that went natural, like tips and, you know, things like that. And those posts escalate real fast. Like, they be all tight. Like, oh, no, don't go in one of them groups talking about you don't mess with shea moisture. Bah. You a target. They coming to get you. They mad.
Girl, that's my favorite product next to my win. You better ask somebody.
They are coming for your neck. Like, somebody asked me, I asked a question in the group, and I was like, you know, I don't really mess with shea moisture because I feel like, you know, that stuff is a ripoff. You know, like, it's so expensive for no reason. Oh, I was everything under the sun. I was a barrel of bitches, and I was sheep, and
what?
I don't need to do this. And yes, honey, they was upset because I said the little $9 bottle of shea moisture shampoo was not in my budget when I spend $375 on my cream of nature that's sulfate-free and works good just for me. They was upset, livid. Like, I could have told them that they all was ugly in that group.
This is how those people should have responded, because being that I am a shea moisture product buyer, girl, I wait for that stuff to go on sale at Walgreens when I can buy one and get one free. Hush your mouth, whatever. Buy it to the point of I'm spending $9 for conditioner, $9 for shampoo, $10 for the little spray stuff. No, I wait for stuff to go on sale because I am a bargain shopper. That's what I do in my life. So therefore, I wait and be like, okay, well, if
they
I ain't got my safe one, I can use my win. So if and win is the most expensive product that I use. So.
They were upset. You could have, like, if you weren't in, like, if you could have saw the post, it would be like, I was in there, like, everybody in here is ugly. I can't stand none of y'all. Like, they was just going off. I was just like, oh, okay.
All I said was. We are going to get off the natural hair stuff, if you know that we can talk about that all night. Oh.
Yeah.
So.
But all I'm saying is the point I was trying to make was that these groups get hostile fast for no reason. For no reason at
all. Thomas, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Since you are a owner of these types of groups, have you ever posted a new picture or a video of you having sex with someone?
Well, okay. See me, I come from the principle of Taylor. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay.
I think she got tickled.
I did. No, I didn't get tickled by Elmo. I'm just waiting for your response.
Well, I come from the mindset of practice what you preach. So if, you know, I'm asking for videos or I'm asking for pictures or something of the sort, I'm willing to provide the same. You know, I'll go out on a leap of faith and be like, oh, hey, look, I'll put this up, for everyone else to get involved and get, inspired to want to do something. You know, it's nothing to me to, put up a picture or a video because of the simple fact it's life to me. If you watch porn, it's the same thing as posting on the internet.
I mean, I watch porn, but that's in the privacy of my own home, under my own business.
Right. Are you not in the privacy of your own area when you watch the videos
sometimes
on Facebook?
When I am on Facebook, I could be sitting in anywhere, and I just pull up my Facebook on my phone, and I'm scrolling down my timeline, and being that Facebook is so dang fancy now, it starts playing as soon as you cross it. Come on.
No, they started to change that now.
Well,
yeah, I noticed it.
Yeah, they changed that recently, not too long ago, because that was a problem, because it started, that's a data issue for a lot of people, But, no, I understand what you're saying, but the majority of the time, you know, unless you're just really just the type that really don't care, most times you watch it in the vicinity of somewhere private where not everyone can see, you know. And pretty much you don't want everybody to know exactly what's going on with you, you know, what you be looking at, you know. But me personally, I look at it as, you know, you are who you are. I mean, I post my pictures, I post my videos, because at the end of the day, that's what, you know, brings the group alive to a certain degree. Conversation is great, but a good video will get conversation going as well.
I see. So, another question. When you're posting these pictures or these videos, even though they may be on your phone and you have them on your computer, do the women know that you're posting these pictures, or are these women in the group, or veteran? How does that
really
work? Because
It really all depends on, you know, who it is and what you had going on at that moment in time. Because sometimes, like, most people probably, you know, already have it under the notion of, okay, yeah. Well, if they meet you in the group, more than likely, you're going to post it on the group. You know, but, like, let's say, you know, you're a couple or something like that, more than likely, they don't know. You know, just not unless you're just one of those couples that are like, oh, okay, yeah, you know what, go ahead, you can do what you do, you know, with the pictures or whatever. You know, just like, what is it, like Rock Strong or somebody like that? You know, I'm quite sure he's like one of them internet porn guys, you know, but I'm quite sure all of those chicks know. It's just more so, you know, are you comfortable with it? You know, most times most people will say no. But if it's with somebody that you're comfortable with, and it's somebody, you know, somebody that you know, a lot of the times it just depends on who it is. Because a lot of times it might just be, like, if I'm taking a picture of you and I know we're in the same group, well, you know what's going up in your group. I may not include your face, but I'll tell you. You know, I'll tell you or I ask your permission, one or the other.
I see.
But just remember, that varies by person. It's, you know, because some people really just don't care.
Yeah, some people just don't care. They don't. They put all their face, they put showing their face all in hoo-ha and everything.
See, this is the thing, though. It's more so all about how you take the picture as well. See, me, I take pictures. You know, like if I'm taking a picture of myself, I focus on the area in which I'm, you know, which is most vital to the picture at that point in time. You know, I'm taking a picture of that. Like, you don't need to see my face if you know it's coming from me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it's just like, you know, if I'm posting the picture of myself, you can tell by my skin tone, I'm dark. Trust me.
It don't matter.
Yes, it do. Yes, it do. Trust me. From every other picture I post, trust me, you'll know it's me.
It's hot, man. Okay, with you. It is what it is.
Everybody's different.
You doggone right, and I don't judge. Like, they can do it. Do it. Like, seriously, in the, you know, like the lifestyle group that I'm in, you know, more power to them, because they say, you know, you don't come in, y'all may pop in and say, hey, how you doing? But I promise y'all, I don't post not one picture. And then when I show up to, like, an event, they be like, oh, you're the girl with the funny name. Like, oh, yeah. And that's it. Like, why don't you post on the wall? Why do I need to? Like, I don't have to do that because I've known a lot of these people for years, so they know me. I'm not going to do it for the new folk. If I meet you, I meet you. If I don't, I don't. It doesn't bother me to that extent. So, but they say, like, especially, like, you have this thing. Some of my groups have Titty Tuesday.
I do, too. My group has Titty Tuesdays as well.
You know, they have Titty Tuesdays, and, you know, I am not.
It's called Titty Tuesday, not Saddlebag Saturday. That's all I'm saying.
No, wait, no, wait a minute. You see, like, that's where everything's all wrong. Because, like, I'd be looking at it from the standpoint of, like, all right, look, you know what? I appreciate y'all. Who you just gotta shut up?
Brian in the chat room talking about some. That's my favorite day of the week. Shut up, Brian.
It is my favorite day of the week. I'm with him. That's my favorite day of the week, too. There's nothing like a Tuesday. Tuesday, I like them big. I like them, you know, small. I like a medium size. You give me an A cup, I'm happy. You give me an H cup, I'm happy. Pretty much, I'm just a fan of, you know, the fact that you're willing.
You're a fan of breast.
No. I'm a fan of women, but it just so happens that Tuesday seems to be the day where you get the most participation.
So, on hump day, Wednesday, you don't get as much participation.
Hell no. Hump day, that women complain of having to take it in too many different angles, and they can't get the angles right, and then they don't like the picture, and then they don't like the picture not getting posted. Then they don't want to take the picture. Then they want to complain they got no cameraman or no camerawoman. There's just a whole bunch of excuses on why nothing happens.
Okay. I can't. What I was trying to say about Titty Tuesday.
What? You know I'm right. Tell me you don't sit up there and you take a picture.
Even though I'll get inboxes from people in the group to say, hey, are you going to post? No, I'm not, but I appreciate the fact that you think I need to participate in it. I mean, I know I am not an A cup, and I'm daring going to show ain't no H cup, but, you know, I'm in between all of that, and I got some nice ones, but I'm just not going to put them out there like that. Like, if you get to know me, you know, my twins is both of my money makers. So, you know, it's whatever it is.
But wait a minute. We're not gonna breeze past that statement. So are you trying to say that you, like, you're a stripper also? Is that what we're saying now?
Shut up. Ain't nothing about me that says stripper. First of all, no. Even though I've taken a stripping pole class, shut up. Don't judge me. But I'm not a stripper. I'm just saying, if I dangle a little bit more.
But see,
you know,
you just said that they're your money makers, so I don't understand what else could you be. What else are you doing?
They are my favorite asset, and I appreciate them.
Okay.
They do well. If they can go out on their own and do it. And I just happen to add the pretty face. You know, that's how that is. So, whatever.
Oh, goodness.
That's just like most days when, you know, I'm taking my selfie and you, Miss Taylor, will point out the fact that my breast may be out.
I know they out. I always say, girl, I don't see that. What you talking about? I know they out. That's why I bought the dress or the shirt. I bought it. Paid good money for that stuff.
As long as you recognize that they're out, there should be never a moment when you complain about a guy staring at your breast.
I don't complain because I know. I'm not dumb.
I'm just saying that you in particular, but just in general,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that way, you know, that's a public service announcement. They make that clear. If you know... if you know that you bought something that, you know, that accents, you know, specific parts of your body, shut the fuck up about people staring at you.
You know what? I'm guilty. You know what? I'm not guilty of that. What I am, what I do realize is that I will catch a man looking, and I'll be like, I know you're looking at him. Like, I know that you're looking at him. I'm not dumb.
Do you push him up in his face, though?
I mean, if he's worth it, and it could be the, you know. I'm horrible. If he's worth it, I might know him in real life. And we might have some type of fun together. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You never know. Now, if he's a stranger, I ain't going to do all that. Sir, thank you for looking. Have a good day. You know, but.
Mm-mm. Oh, that reminds me. I was in the mall. This chick had on, like, this shirt that was, like, super fucking revealing. I was like, well, dude, you might as well just, like, not wear a fucking bra at all. Like, I mean, seriously, your titties are, like, all the way out any fucking way, so you might as well just not wear a shirt. She just looked at me like I was fucking crazy. I looked back at her and like, bitch, you don't have wore it, so what the fuck you. Fuck you looking at me like I'm crazy for it.
I'm not going to the mall with you. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing that with you.
What makes you so bad is I was with my girlfriend at the time.
Say what? Say huh?
I was with my girlfriend at the time, and it was so compelling. I was so compelled to say something to this woman that it was just like really, nobody is going to say anything to this woman right here. Like, y'all literally see her nipples. Literally, y'all can see her fucking nipples. And nobody's going to say anything? Y'all know some bullshit. I don't give a fuck.
I see. I don't need you to get two of them because, golly, what in the
but
world?
But I have calmed down. I do not say as much anymore.
Well, that's good.
We need to be thankful. We need to be thankful for small blessings. Yes, that is a mess.
Big things come in small packages. I keep trying to tell you that.
That what?
Goodness gracious.
Big things come in small packages.
Hey, I am a 5'1" package. There's a lot of things
uh-huh.
to make. Oh, nothing.
Wait, what kind of package?
I'm a 5'1" package.
Okay.
I'm not getting involved with that with you. I'm not even
going to
do it. Not today.
I ain't going to do it.
So I think that, you know what, because women have, you know, Titty Tuesday and Hump Day, Wednesday. I think the men should give the women something sometime during the week. Something.
Well, technically, Wednesday is... It's Hump Day / Wang Wednesday. It's been like that for some time now.
Wait a minute. Did y'all call it a Wang?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is no, like, just like Monday is Monkey Monday.
Is that what?
I don't know what.
Okay. Wait a minute. That's hoo-ha. So some people call them stuff monkey, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Most of my group, they like to do Mugshot Monday. And first of all, I'm the first person I always say, I don't have a mugshot. I'm too damn pretty for
a freaking mug. Like, I don't have a mug at all. Like, when people say, golly, you got a mug on you, I'm thinking, God, you're ugly. That's what my thought process is, but that's neither here nor there. But Monkey Monday, so you just got women showing their monkeys all day.
Sometimes. I mean, like, I don't personally do it in my group because it's hard enough to get them to participate on Titty Tuesday and Hump Day Wednesday. So I just take what I can get, you know. I'm not too much of a, like, I'm not a pusher, you know, like, unless it's something that I really, really want. You know, like, there are days when I'm like, oh, yeah, somebody's going to show me something today. And the other days I'm just like, you know what, I don't fucking care. You do whatever the fuck you want. Depending on my mood that day, that's all.
Okay, now that's interesting enough. Monkey Mondays. Oh.
Monkey Mondays. Man, it depends on where you're from, too. It depends on where you're from, because I know I was in this swingers group from Texas, and it was Monkey Mondays, and then it was another group that I was in from, like, Philly or something like that. It was another sex group. They called it Monkey Mondays, too, so it really depends on where you're at and the lingo that's used in that area.
Okay.
Because you know how, like, Too Short had the song Shake That Monkey. But
okay.
Nobody, yeah, unless you were from that area, you were like, Shake That Monkey? What the fuck is a monkey? What are you talking about? He was talking about Shake That Pussy. But nobody would understand
wow.
that unless you, yeah. Nobody would understand
it
unless
yeah,
you were.
Okay. Yeah. Because I remember there was a song, I think, was it, it was T-Pain and somebody, and the name of the song was Monkey.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I heard that song 1,000 times. I was drunk, wasted in the club, doing all of that. And I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? Like, I don't understand. Mm-hmm. But
he was shaking your mind.
I didn't know. That's what I was supposed to be. I didn't know. I didn't know.
It's hilarious.
I was in the club as a fool.
Wait, have y'all ever seen, like, y'all remember BET Uncut?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I always found this one video so fucking interesting. It was called What That Thing Smell Like. And I found it so interesting. No, it wasn't a Fly song. This was long before Plies even came out. This was like, I want to say like 2000s, like early 2000s. And It was a low budget video, but the funniest thing about it was that they were at the strip, well, they were at a club or something like that. And so before they would let the women in, you know, he asked the ladies what that thing smelled like. And do you know that this man literally put his hands in his pants and smelled it?
Oh, God.
You know, I was like, who you, the dirty old man, you a pervert, and y'all nasty for letting him do that shit, y'all nasty asses. But it was funny at that time. But when I got older, I realized he was a nasty motherfucker.
Yeah, the person was, the guy's name was, I'm just not even going to say his name. Why, just take, oh, goodness. The man,
I don't know. I've never heard the song, so I need you to say it. What was it?
The dude that made this song, his name is Black Jesus. See, that's
he
why I said I didn't want to say drama. It. Yes.
He going.
And it's,
one
it
ticket.
Was 6 years ago. And this, but like this is strictly like now. Looking at this video, it looks like a camera phone video.
I told you.
Yeah. Okay.
What that thing smell like?
Oh God! I can't with y'all. Y'all are hot mess. I can't even laugh at that. I can't.
That's no, and he's real serious. And then the thing was that I remember like a couple years ago when they started making the thing, and it was like, if it don't smell like water, I think that's where it came from, where they was asking about what it's.
That's the fly song. I know
that one. Yeah, but before that, that's when they were, you know, asking like what it smelled like, and I think it was something else it was supposed to smell like before it was water. Yeah.
I don't know what it was before water. I wasn't too much concerned with it. I was just trying to get it.
All right. So since we're posting pictures of monkeys and titties and wangs, golly, that's funny.
Thursdays is Thick Thursdays.
It was Thursday?
Thick Thursdays.
Thick Thursday. So you can either get thick thighs or just our thighs Thursday. So you got thick thighs or you got some thick piece of meat or something in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's on Friday? You know, it's Freaky Friday. Okay. I get it. With all this picture posting, what happens when you start getting these inboxes and you have some silent stalkers of your pages and whatnot? So what starts happening? And you start getting inbox tones. Like, I get inbox tones just from random stuff on my Instagram to my Facebook page. So I know these other people get inbox tones from posting random dick and puss pics.
I will say I get inbox holes from doing absolutely nothing. As of right now, I am not in any sex groups. I'm not in any freaky chat groups as far as I know. As of 11:18 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am not in any of those groups. And I still get the random inboxes and everything like that, and people that were in groups that, you know, asked me to post pictures, or like I have this one guy that's like in my inbox every week or so. He is I don't even know how to explain what he is. Like he thinks that he's straight, but he likes to look at penises. I'm like, honey, you're not straight, like you're bi and it's okay. But he doesn't want to look for the pictures himself. So he asked me to send him pictures, not of me, but of penises. We go through this every single week.
Wow.
Stop it, this gay.
What?
I'm so serious. And then I have because I run the Naked Talk page on my Facebook, so people assume if they don't look at the page and if they only see Naked Talk, so they think it's okay to send me pictures of them naked, and I have to let them know that it's just advice. I'm not interested in seeing you naked.
Does that include me too?
That's neither here nor there. So anywho, so
she almost did that thing she did last week. She almost did it.
She's getting better.
So
you're on your toes, girl. You're on your toes.
But yeah, they don't care. They will send. I get them all the time, and I'm not even in any groups. I have a couple of friends that are in groups, But they don't add, they haven't added me to any, but they don't care. I still have, you know, my fair share. And then, you know, even with Instagram, because now you could just send anybody a picture message. So now it calmed down. Like, I had to threaten everybody, but it calmed down a lot because, again, I still was getting sad puppies in my inbox, and I was upset because I'm looking at sad puppies in my inbox on Instagram, and I don't even know you like that. Sad puppies, yes.
Sad titties?
No, sad puppies. Sad puppies are what
I call...
No.
Okay. They're not titties. Okay.
Thomas, honey, what in the world? I'm
his main concern is, I don't know. His concern today is strictly about titties. I don't know.
No, because if
that's
no,
not
right,
a titty
name,
he likes what he just likes.
No, see, right? No, let me tell you, right? Because she said sad puppies, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, you know, hanging titties may be sad puppies. So I figure if it's not titties, then it has to be the other thing, which I'm not concerned with. So I'm not going to inquire about what the other thing is because it doesn't concern me, in my mind, anyway.
Okay. No, I've been pretty clear from the saddlebags. No one has sent me saddlebags. I hope no one thinks it's a good idea to send me saddlebags. Please don't. I don't
send
like
the
them.
Saddlebags.
Don't do that.
Send them.
No, don't do that. I'll screenshot it and tag you in it. I'll embarrass you. Don't do that. Yeah.
Well, the exact reason why I don't post stuff, exact reason. I don't need people sending me extra stuff in my inbox. Now, y'all, I'll tell you something. I have had some strange inboxes. And I think people just think since I'm so non-judgmental that they can just send me any old thing. I've actually had women send me stuff in my inbox. I've had men send me stuff in my inbox. And I am non-judgmental. It's okay. Maybe you accidentally sent it to me. Accidents happen. You know, you might have been trying to send it to some guy named Eric, and my name just happened to be up under his or above his, and you accidentally clicked mine and didn't realize it. It's okay. I know what hoo-haws look like. I got one. You got one. I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm not going to write home and tell your mama about it. So, but yeah, my inbox would blow the hell up if I showed anything. Of what I got. I already got 6 messages from one man talking about, hey, beautiful, how are you doing? Sitting there unread, and he ain't got the picture yet.
I have, well, you're not, I don't know what you're doing, but I've had couples inbox me pictures, and I'm just like, first of all, I thought that I changed my settings to where no one that's not friends with me can send me messages. Apparently, I didn't do it correctly because I don't even know these people. I'm not friends with you. Like, we don't have any friends in common. Like, why would you think that was okay? Why?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that Facebook now has this thing where they can pay $1 to send you a message regardless of whatever your settings are.
The hell? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness.
Well,
yeah.
That's Facebook for you. I mean,
happy going. Happy camping with that.
Golly. Mm-hmm. And I've been approached by couples as well. I mean, I think it's flattering. I mean, I'm flattered. I am. That you would think that I would mesh well with you and your couple. That is awesome. Good luck to you. Yeah.
I want to be invited to a lesbian couple.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. And so funny. And our favorite person is in the chat room, the tipster. She says, oh, the inboxes I've received. And Brian is also saying, about to get the seventh one now. Brian, I know it ain't you in my inbox, so stop acting up in this chat room. It's not you. It's somebody.
Is it me?
It's not you, because this person looks like a peanut Eminem. Turn up.
Oh, goodness. See? I don't. Oh. Okay.
You like peanut Eminem?
Oh. Okay.
No.
That sounds like me and Taylor's inbox. Like, hey, how you doing?
What's going on? No, I think you all inboxes may be a little bit different. I think they might be. I just want to be on a fly on the wall when that inbox comes out of the inbox. I just want to say that. But anyway.
You know what? I can tell you exactly how that's going to happen. I can tell you exactly how that is going to play out.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, God. Oh. Okay. I'm listening. I'm ready.
It's going to be simple. We're going to meet up. We're going to hang out. We're going to discuss a few things. We're going to chill. You know, like maybe some hand-holding will occur, you know, maybe a kiss on the cheek or something, like when you first meet up or something like that. But for the most part, it's going to be a very chill moment. I don't see anything happening, you know, like on a first go-around basis, because I don't think that's really going to happen. You know, I more so see it as, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Are you ready to go walk in the park? You know, we go walk in the park, we go chill, sit down and so on and so forth. And we're going about our separate ways. That's it.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be real honest with you. I spend every Friday night with you all. And I don't think that's how this shit's going to go down. But, okay, it sounded good. It sounded real good. But
no, see, here's the thing, right? Because
I love
like,
how y'all just talking about me like I'm not even here. Like
I included you into this, but you're not really going to say anything right now. No, you're not.
No, anyway, moving right along. We're not doing this.
Wait, no, hold on. Right, let me tell you, right? I'll tell you exactly why I think it's going to be like that. Because of the simple fact, it's an idealistic thing. Because of the kind of person in which, you know, it's portrayed by my persona online, it's like, oh, okay, well, he seems like a cool person, but then it instantly reverts back to that, oh, well, I wonder if he's just doing this just to try and get some. And then that, in turn, will kind of set the tone for things.
Okay.
All right. So, anywho.
Wait, who looks like a peanut M&M?
The guy in her inbox.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm in between. I'm in and out of the chat room. I'm just looking here and there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And all
goodness.
I seen was two people talking about peanut M&M. I'm like, oh, okay.
It looks like a peanut
M&M,
and I'm not interested.
Who likes nuts? What?
I do like nuts.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness.
Y'all are having. I needed that laugh. I needed that in my spirit. Yes, I understand. But, yeah. And I'm, okay, so, really, I'm hoping everything is all right with Mr. GPA, because he said he was going to be tardy, but he didn't say he was going to be this tardy. You know, y'all know I don't do tardy.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know that. That is not something in my life that we do. I am on time for everything. And if I am delayed, it's only because I forgot. But Oh, well, we can see, we can still continue to talk other things as well here on this evening. So, let me ask you this about the Facebook group. Let's say you do meet somebody in the Facebook group and you all get along fine on the board. You all get along fine in the inbox. You all have great conversation outside of the inbox, like if you're on the phone or if you go out on dates. But what happens when you all finally hook up, y'all finally have sex, and that shit is horrible? How do you deal with it? Because you see that person is a great person, but the sex is just terrible. Are you willing to work with it? Or you going to just say, hey, no, we're not going to do this? Cricket. Are y'all thinking?
Wait, so we're talking about clicking up from Facebook groups?
Yeah.
Let's
see. I've done it before. I've done it quite a few times, actually.
Oh.
Did somebody just say whore?
No, I said oh. I said,
no, somebody
oh.
said whore.
Oh, no. Oh. Oh, sheesh. Oh. Well, that escalated rather quickly.
I'm like, wait, what? Whore? What the hell?
It's okay if you bore that. If you have to. It's
okay. No, see, you know, here's the thing, right? When you're somebody like me, never mind, we're not even going to go on that. What we're going to go into, right, is,
yo,
you know, the hookup
they
term.
They were just going to say, speak your mind.
See, the difference between you and me is that I don't have to. I choose not to. And I mean, nobody going to tell me different.
Do it for the vibe.
Well,
sir, do it for
the
vibe.
Mute me if you want to.
Oh, we're back to this again. Oh, goodness.
I think you can go on and tell it. Tell it. Come on.
All right, so let me see, right? Now, being the kind of person that I am, like I have a lot of females on my page because I was helping run this page called Facebook Confessions. And a lot of the times my topics will be geared more towards women, which in turn would spark their mind and other things that, you know, at various different times. And so, you know, when you establish, you know, certain kinds of groups, certain kinds of things come out about certain different people. And I just happen to be one of those people in which some women express various different interests in. Sometimes you just got to give in with emotion and just go ahead and do what you're doing. You know, but I would just say I turned down a hell of a lot more than what I've actually taken, you know, what I've actually taken part in. I will say that much. But I don't think there's anything wrong with hooking up from a Facebook group as long as everyone has a clear understanding of what's going on with the group. Because if your ideal is to, like, oh, okay, yeah, well, if you're just going to fuck this person and, you know, that's just going to be the end of it, you just want to fuck them just for the fuck of it, then that's fine. But if you're trying to establish something with that person that are not on the same page as you, then that becomes something different. That's where communication plays in.
Gotcha. I've actually never hooked up with anyone from a Facebook page. I've seen couples that are in these groups together and, you know, the jealousy starts because he starts commenting on somebody else's picture. She gets mad. I've seen those happen. I've seen where they get together in the group and, you know, they have an argument or whatever, so now it's a group issue. So now she's posting the business or he's posting their business, and, yeah, I've seen that a lot. But mostly from the women, though. They've been like, oh, well, you know, of course, you know, they start with the, you know, it ain't shit, and da, 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 and I told him, and, you know, he said, and.
Well, I'm just see, like, it all depends on, like, who the people are, because I've met some women who were just like the fuck coolest of the cool, and they maybe was just tripping. And I mean, like, literally. Like, it was just like, oh, okay, yeah. You didn't even have to be in a Facebook group. You just comment on the picture, and, like, they just fucking start tripping. I mean, so imagine what would happen if they found out that they were in a group together. You know, it was just like,
mm-hmm.
oh, no. This nigga's about to go on a manhunt for this dude. I've seen some bullshit happen.
I just want to say,
public service announcement once again, disclaimer, I've never had any bullshit transpire from any of the Facebook endeavors I've been in.
So, if you had to count them, Mr. Thomas, how many Facebook endeavors have you had?
I don't like to count.
Not many, huh?
I feel like it's a number way too high for you to even count that high. I mean,
let's just say I've been more than happily
satisfied. More than happily satisfied. You can be satisfied with one, but it doesn't sound like your number.
Exactly. I'm never going to give you specific details. Just know
you can inbox me. Inbox me and tell me. You ain't got to tell everybody else, but you can inbox me and tell me.
Hell no.
Why not? Why wouldn't you want to share that piece of information with me? You should want to, because I
you know how, like, there are certain things that you're comfortable with me on telling me about and certain things you're not comfortable with me telling me about, you know, or, like, I'll ask for certain things and you'll say, oh, I'm not really comfortable with you like that because I don't really know you like that. Yeah, hit that. Honestly, I really don't tell
we'll revisit this in a couple of weeks, then, this number. How about that? You'll know me within that.
You're never going to get a number. No one's ever going to get an actual real number. The only people who know my actual real number, only two. And the first one I told, that number has changed since then. So.
I see. So.
I'd much rather you focus on the experience now instead of it focusing on what experiences I may have had before.
Honey, I'm not going to have your experiences, though. That's all I'm just asking.
Well, I wasn't saying you. I was just speaking.
I was asking
you know.
For me. I wasn't asking for everybody else. I said, you can inbox me and tell me. You don't have to tell the rest of the world. But you can tell me. So I asked.
No, thank you. I'm okay.
You should want to.
Why should I want to?
Because I said you should want to.
Just because you say so don't mean that I actually should do it.
Maybe you don't realize I have control issues and I have to get control of everything, so you should tell me.
You must not know that regardless of your control issues, I am not the one to try and control.
I could. But anywho, but, you know, whatever.
Mute me if you want to.
I'm not going to mute you. We are having a conversation. Call me, Jesus. Touch your lips. Hey, what in the world? A hot mess. I still want that. But anyway, like, I haven't.
You're going to find out.
I haven't done that. I've had people try, but I haven't. I haven't hooked up with anybody from outside of a Facebook page. I haven't done that. So, no. And I see that we have callers on the line. I'm not sure if they want to talk to us or not, but you know, let me know if you know, kind of raise your hand and say you can talk to us.
Say that again.
I was letting the callers know that I see you all on the line, but let us know if you want to talk to us by raising your hand if you like. But, yeah.
Just press the one. Just press the number one if you would like to talk with us.
Yeah, I haven't done that, and I probably won't because I'm super picky about people, and no.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Sure.
So let's say you establish, huh?
I'm listening.
All right, let's say you establish a really good rapport with someone. I mean, like, you really think that they're a really cool
goodness.
Person. What in the hell is going on over there, Taylor?
Nothing. Just go ahead, I'm listening. I'm listening to the question. Go ahead.
Jesus. So you establish a really good rapport with this person. And, you know, like, you find them attractive, you know, not just in their, you know, their pictures, but how they conduct themselves online, you know, and then you inbox and then you have, you know, good conversation and things like that, and you decide that you want to meet. Would that at that point in time, would that hinder you from wanting to progress into anything further as far as sexually because you met them in a group?
My first initial meeting is from the group. I don't know them prior to the group. Like,
right.
We didn't go to the same college. We have nothing in common. It's just set for this group.
Right.
I don't know.
No, just...
I don't know. I'm just being honest.
Try to place yourself in a position. Take your mind and put it into the situation.
It could. I mean, I could possibly, but I don't know. I think we have a caller who wants to talk to us. Just one, maybe. Area 7336.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi. I'm just pushing buttons. No, that's okay. This is Jerry, and so I was just chiming in on the question, actually, when you meet people in groups, do you progress and eventually meet the person, or do you just have dialogue? And that's a very interesting question because, you know, a lot of people meet online and, you know, they text message or inbox or talk on the phone. You know, it's a good thing if you can further that experience and actually meet with the person. You know, you never know what you're going to get. I don't think it's any different, in my opinion, than going to a, you know, an event or, you know, a social gathering or whatnot. You're putting yourself out there. You're getting to know people. And I think it's a good, you know, leap if you are able to actually meet the person in person versus just, you know, having online or, you know, telephone communication or anything like that. So I think it's a good thing.
Thank you so much for your input, Jerry. And it's been a long time since I've seen you or talked to you. So thank you so much.
Yeah. I'm on the West Coast now, so, you know, things are different out there, out here.
Oh, my goodness. I did not know you had left us. Well,
yeah, well, you know what? It's so funny that I saw your posting, and I thought to myself, I'm going to chime in. You know, I'm going to call, and then I'm sitting here listening. I actually did just go through that process of meeting someone online, and I went from the West Coast to the East Coast, you know, flew out, and because I had some other things to take care of, and I flew out actually to New York. It was a great thing. You know, the gentleman, he was a perfect gentleman, just really nice. You know, the relationship is kind of growing right now. So, you know, I definitely think that, you know, people are online for many different reasons, and there's great people out there, but there definitely is a process in how you go about getting from just a, hey, how are you, in an inbox to, you know, going 3,000 miles, you know, across the way and actually meeting somebody face-to-face. So, you know, but it's a great thing. But, you know, for everybody else, I miss you all, you know, in Greensboro. I'll be back soon, so it'll be good.
Well, just let us know when you come back to the state and you enjoy the West Coast. And I thank you so much for chiming in tonight.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, great. I just love it when people call me. But I agree. I think Jerry answered your question for you, sir. I know you probably wanted my answer, but Jerry answered it so well.
No,
yes,
no,
did.
I prefer your answer.
You want my answer still. Oh, gosh.
Yep.
I mean, I think if I had to, you know, deal with it, I would just have to, it would be something I kind of play about as a seat in my pants. Like, I have some people on my Facebook page, like, I would really probably love to meet because we have such a, and this is not outside, this is outside of, you know, safe groups or whatever and just doing the work that I do. There are people I would love to meet and whatnot. Like, one of my groups, we have meet and greet. So, we all get together and we meet and we mix and we mingle and we have fun and we bowl and we just have a good time. So if something else comes from it, then something else comes from it. But I don't think I would have a problem with it too much. You know, I'm still wary of this whole online dating thing. Like, I don't know how I really feel if people don't look like their picture. Definitely the hand over there. But, yeah. So, it's whatever. You know. Still didn't like my answer, huh?
No, you gave a very, very simple, you know, very simple, very, like, safe answer. You said, okay, yeah, hey, look. You didn't narrow it down to anyone specific. So it was just like, yeah, you know, I'd love to meet a couple people from my friends list. Yeah. You good in my book.
Some people I would love to meet and have conversations with and, you know, because it's just what it is. Like, we have that chemistry in conversation, and so it'll be nice to meet some of them, you know. It'll be nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, trust me, I understand.
You know?
Trust me, I understand, because, like, there are some people who I would like to meet simply because of our conversation, and I am going to meet them. Like, me, I like to travel. I like to hang out. I like to go to different places. Like, this summer I'm going to Connecticut to go hang out with one of my Facebook friends from, you know, from this page here, because we have such a good rapport with one another. You know, I know that I could go there, hang out with her, and just have a really good time. You know, and she has a beach house, so that's also a plus. So it's like, yeah, winning all across the board.
Awesome beach house. Yeah, that's
wait, what? Don't mumble that. Say it out loud. Seriously.
I said. You just want to use her for her beach house.
Mm-mm.
I'm just joking. I mean, I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know what your purpose is. I don't know.
No, like, I explained it to you. My purpose is very simple. Like, pretty much I'm more so like I respect her, you know, I respect her mindset on things. You know, she's been a fan of, like, the whole verse persona since, you know, since its inception.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not like, oh, it's been like one of those, not like one of those crazy, like, oh, I'm obsessed with you kind of things. It's one of those, like, oh, okay, yeah, I see what you're doing. I respect it. I enjoy what you're doing. So I'm going to follow you around because it's very interesting to me kind of perspective.
Okay. Okay. I agree. Okay. I hope you have fun. And enjoy Connecticut and that lovely water. So our viewers are now. So we're going to get Mr. GPA on into this conversation. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Awesome. You okay? Everything all right?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just died down in here. My brother, who I work for, decided to reward me. He knows I'm a big Jeffrey Osborne fan, so he surprised me with Jeffrey Osborne tickets. I have his white man, so myself and my teammate here, Queen of Seduction, Gavin Campbell here, styling and profiling. So I apologize for my tardiness, you know, but here I am, world champion. Best in the business, most electrifying man in poetry. Woo! How you doing? You good?
So, sir. Well, Jeffrey Osborne is fancy.
Let me move. I'm moving out the thing now because it's still loud. I can hear you a little bit, but the murmur is still here. You know, all the
mm-hmm.
people and stuff like that. So I'm walking through, and I'm inside a freaking casino. So. It's a little bit, so I'm moving out, so just bear with me, just tap it. But I wanted to call, I didn't want the time. You know, I'm a man of my word, and I got mad love for you, so, you know, I wanted to make sure I was showing up on time and all that stuff, yeah. So just bear with me, tap it. As you can probably hear, we're live.
I can hear, it's not as bad.
Okay, I got you now. Give me a little volume. Give me a little bit of volume. Give me a little bit of volume on your end, please.
Oh, I don't speak but so loud sometimes. Greatest poet alive. Man, what
yeah.
have you been up to lately?
The champ is here. Yeah. Man, thank you for having me on. Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity. It's been a great year, you know. Great year. I guess I know the year is like, it's only April, but like a great year dating all the way back to last year. It's a great year. So I'm really blessed everything that's been going on and what have you. Being allowed everywhere here.
Okay. So what
we're in
the
loud area just moving through with people and stuff like that. How do you like that, huh?
Taylor, what was your question again?
I said, so what exactly have you been up to?
Okay, I think I can get something decent from you now. Let's see what we got.
She said, what exactly have you been up to these days? I definitely
wow.
saw a couple of new books.
Yeah, I got nothing. Okay, we're going to keep moving. We're going to keep moving. Excuse me 1 second.
Sounds like we lost them.
Okay. Well, I'm still here.
I'm trying to.
Oh, wait, he's back.
I'm letting it filter out
all
here
right.
where I'm at. This is crazy. I have a bad. I know I can't really hear you, so I'm just going to do a quick diatribe real quick. I love doing interviews in weird places. So, like, I did an interview. I was sitting in a strip club one time. I did an interview. I was in a Pepe's another time, did an interview. I was on a train another time. So I was really thinking, like, this wasn't planned for me to be here tonight. I was going to be at home, you know what I'm saying, sipping a Coke Zero or what have you. And then my brother's like, hey, don't you like Jeffrey Osborne? I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, go on here. And I was like, oh, cool. So, you know. So I'm here in the casino, the venue, the bar, the casino. So that's what y'all got. Let's see. I'm going to try something. Okay, now say something.
Can you hear us very well?
I put you on speaker a little
Hello?
Bit, but I'm off in the corner.
Okay.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay. Well, what we were asking, you know, we definitely see that you've been busy and up to so many different things. Tell us about the current projects that you're working on right now. I do see that you have a new book that is coming out.
Yeah.
And so just tell us what's been going on.
The new book that's out is written under my real name, which is James Gordon. It's called Hi, My Name is Bobo. It's actually the first in, it's like a prequel of,
I think we lost him. I don't hear any sound. I don't know. Yeah, his call dropped. Okay, well, yeah, hopefully he'll give us a call back. Or maybe he'll send me a message and we'll reschedule him for another day. I just don't know.
Rescheduling sounds better. Sounds a tad busy.
Listen here. Yeah. I'm not messing with you, though.
Oh, I never got heads or tails on whether I'll special guest was going to be able to chime in today.
Yeah, she is. Well, that person is. And because I just told him, you know, pause just for a second so we could, you know, talk to the poet for a second. So I'm sending a message now saying, come on, girl. Come on in here. The water is fine. And I don't even know what they're going to talk about. I'm just going to sit. I'm just going to listen. And I'm going to take in everything that they have to say. I know somebody's going to probably feel whored out. I don't know.
I have my pen and my paper ready just in case I have to take
notes. Girl, oh, my gosh. The other day when I was listening to them, my little self,
Yes.
And I have been doing it ever since. Shut your mouth. Wait. That made my spirit happy. Yes. So hopefully they see my message. And I'm like, okay, I'm about to do this. So, Thomas, what you
Oh, I'm getting my post together, trying to make sure my inner whore doesn't come out on the show. You know.
What? We know. I mean, we know how you act. We've seen it. Thomas, why?
What, my inner whore?
I mean, it is what it is, Tommy. It's okay. It's just.
Oh, no, you have yet to see my inner whore take place. Trust me on this one. Trust
me.
Oh,
no. I'm just going to sit back and watch it, okay? I'm just going to sit back and watch. So, okay? All right. Good. Oh.
Trust me on this one. There is no watching when my inner horror takes place. No, never, never gonna happen.
Uh huh. So.
You ever seen Belly?
I don't. Yeah.
And you know how DMX was?
When he was with Keanu, I mean.
I don't know no fucking Keanu.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. Shut up. You're trying to transition and you're trying to make me laugh, so stop it.
Just
oh,
know.
Goodness.
A guy with intellect in a good way and with a gift of gab and natural dominance, watching is not an option. Don't even come into the room. Someday.
Okay. All right. Well, we are about to enter into a new segment here on the Friday Nightcap that is going to be with us every Friday night or when it's scheduled. And I am just so super happy because I'm ready to receive anything that this person says because they make my spirit happy. So I'm actually going to mute everybody's line so that this person can come on and spend time with us. And, well, actually, I'm not going to mute your line. If you're going to just let you talk, just be quiet. Thomas, mute your phone line because I know how sometimes you like to do random stuff. But... I'm so ready. I'm nervous. I don't even know what they're going to talk about, but I'm ready. Okay. Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
I'm well. How about you all? Well, no, I'm great now that you're here.
I am awesome. And I'm ready to receive anything that you are going to educate us on tonight. Introduce yourself to the people who may or may not know you. I don't know if taking on a new name or not, so that's why I want you to just introduce yourself.
Well, I bid you all good evening, the Nightcat family. I am the Temptress, and for the next, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, you are into temptation. That's where I'm meeting you. You guys coming?
Absolutely. I got shotgun, though.
Okay, so I'm going to leave it up to you. What would you have me to talk about? We could go back to spot checking the vajayjay, if that's what you like.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
All right. Well, this topic, as you know, near and dear to my heart, because I feel like as women, we don't understand our lady part. And we don't understand the joy and the pleasure that they could bring us if we only understood the treasure masculine. Then more than G marks us by. Are we clear?
Yes, sir. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. We all know about the infamous G spot. We know, well, we hope we know where it is and what it does. And just in case you don't, I'll talk about it. The G spot is, everybody hold up your middle finger for me, 2 inches back on average. It feels much like if you're rubbing the back of your teeth with your tongue, that's what it feels like, on your finger. It's usually when stroke, gets the vagina to explode like it should, gets it to squirt, gets it to ejaculate, which is the natural way that a woman is supposed to come. Did we know that? Did we know that 98% of women can ejaculate?
Yeah.
I leave the 2% for people who may or may not have a vajayjay problem. 98% of women have the ability. They just don't know where to touch. Yes. So I'm going to help. I am going to help put all the hoo-has on what I lovingly call the wet list. So, you take your finger, your middle finger is the best finger. I always feel like I created it, make no mistakes. There's a reason why that finger is 2 inches long and your G-spot is 2 inches back. If you want to stroke the G-spot correctly, you will do it in a come hither motion, like you are beckoning your orgasm to come to you. You will know you had a G-spot orgasm for two reasons. One, your vagina muscles will clench involuntarily and sporadically, and two, it is likely you will squirt. Bingo. How many of you knew that there were three more spots that you had no idea about? The A spot, the C spot, and the U spot. I'm going to start with the A spot. This is also known as the A zone. It is about 1 to 1.5 inches behind the G spot. It is called the A zone because it can be anywhere in the triangular region behind the G spot. It is different than the G spot because, unlike its cousin, which is bumpy, it is smooth. You will know when you have reached the G-spot because not only will you clench vaginally, you will clench inward. Oh, this is nice. So I have massages for each of these spots. I call this one the grade A order. What you do, if it's just you, if you're going solo, or I understand we've got some gentlemen on the show, gentlemen, for your lady. What you do is you go, you sit somewhere, you relax, somewhere where you can be totally relaxed. Take some deep breaths, and you get your lubricant of your choice. Personally, I prefer grapeseed oil. It's one of the best for the JJ. Coconut oil is good, too, if you don't have any nut allergies. But grapeseed oil is a good allergen-free, non-water-based lubricant. However, if condoms are involved, and they probably should be, if you're not in a LTR or you're not married or you don't know the status of your partner, be sure to clean the grapeseed up because that friction can and will damage the condom. Okay, back to the massage. So you're laying on your back. Ladies, it's probably best if you get a toy to rub your A spot just because your fingers probably can't get back there because it's so far back. So you get your toy, or gentlemen, your hand, and you feel where the A spot. Now you tell her and you tell yourself, and this is the craziest thing you're ever going to tell yourself, that the object here is not to pump. It's great if you do. Fantastic. You just want to explore your body. Gentlemen, you want her to concentrate solely on you. The massage lasts for 15 minutes. 15 minutes only. If at the end of 15 minutes she doesn't come, you pat her up and you tell her she did exactly what you wanted her to do anyway, which was focus totally on you. Ladies, if you're going solo, you need to take a deep calming breath and you have found the treasures of your A spot, and you just get up and walk off. And trust me when I tell you, it is like nirvana. You just found something more special about yourself. You will know if you've achieved an A spot orgasm because, just like when you found it, you clench vaginally and anally, you will spasm vaginally and anally. Usually, sometimes between a 10-second and 30-second orgasm. Longer, depending on how far the thing goes, and it will also not happen voluntarily, involuntarily, and sporadically throughout that 10-second to 1 minute time frame. So, you just did something new. Now, my absolute favorite spot is my favorite orgasm, and in missionary position, it is my very favorite orgasm. It is called the cat orgasm. The coital, let me make sure I got this right, coital alignment technique. Here's what you do. Ladies, fellas, spread the labia apart, pull the hood back. As you pull the hood back, the clit will lift. Underneath the clit, right at the bottom, there's a little bowl. That is her C-spot. Just like you did with the A-spot, you will manipulate that bowl. You do the two fingers, however she likes it, horizontally or vertically, however she finds her rhythm. And she will also vaginally spasm at organ. The cat technique, difficult because well-endowed gentlemen tend to have an issue with this, and I'll tell you why. The cat orgasm happens best in missionary position. What you do is you go into her pelvis to pelvis. She should be on her back. She should lift her legs up and wrap them around your, not your hips, but around your calves. So, like, her feet should be down around your knees somewhere. You want to go hip to hip with her, but instead of going in and out, you should rock back and forth. That section of your pelvis will rock her C-spot, and she will have a cat orgasm. To me, it's better than a G-spot orgasm. And there you go. Lady, you still with me?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We were listening and we were typing and we were doing it. When I listened about this before, because you educated me earlier in the week, girl, yes, my middle finger is everything. It's not even for no ill-willed reason, but yeah.
And I think the C-spot is one, I think it's the easiest orgasm to achieve, to me, the easiest mm-hmm. one. And it's the most fun with a toy.
I have no words. You know, I don't do speeches too often. But then I also know about the last one you explained as well. So, I understand that weaken the need and shaking feeling. I know that.
It is. What I want my listeners to do, the people who are in the sound of my voice, I would like you to Google. I need you to Google the diaphragm so that you can see it. Because it's going to be very difficult for me to explain exactly where it is. It is on the outside of the vagina. It's underneath the clit, but above the vagina opening, if that makes any sense. So it's right there in between, and it's around the urethra opening. It's on either side. It makes a U-shape, if that makes sense. So Google it so you'll be able to see. This spot is easiest massage with one's tongue. So all you oral fetishists out there, this is your spot. It is the best way to stroke it is with the tip of your tongue. You can do it with your fingers, of course you can do it with your penis, but it is easiest and most efficient when you use a tongue.
Mm-hmm.
So you will, I've heard that it's the best when your partner draws, when they locate it, that they draw the figure eight. And uh-huh. you don't want to put too much pressure on it. Just enough, because too much pressure will hurt. Not enough pressure won't stimulate. So you kind of want to watch her body. If she's too tense, you're hurting her. If she's too relaxed, you're not doing anything. The body language is important. And with this, you can do two in one, because you could either move up to the C-spot, or you can use two fingers into her and find her G or A spot, and then you can get the orgasm for the type of this one. That, ladies and gentlemen, is our subject.
I'm going to make myself happy later.
Yes, me too. I will be busy later.
Okay. So because somebody said I needed to be happy, and I think I'm happy. I'm going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Happy later.
Who was practicing while she was talking?
Nobody.
Nobody.
I think somebody's lying.
I think not.
Why? Mind your business. Nobody even asked you nothing.
I think the guilty party just spoke.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't. No, because I was in the chat room.
Uh-huh.
No. I wasn't.
I'm in the chat room, too.
You ain't been in the chat room. We're not going to talk about this.
I just posted something.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I'm speaking to the Tempters right now. You two, save that banter for later. I love you. You are just so awesome in my life. And I'm so thankful that you are one of my Facebook friends that I probably will meet in real life one day. So like it.
Well, I love you too, darling.
Yeah.
And
so
I'm very glad you chose me.
When I come to your area, I'm going to have to see you. We're going to have to go out to dinner. We're going to have to come.
More than dinner will be had.
So, do we have any questions, comments, concerns? I am yours until you don't need me anymore.
Thomas, do you have any questions or concerns for the Temptress this evening?
Nope. I just sit back and I listen. I muted. And I took notes. And I will give you my findings later.
Mm.
If I just so happen to need to use them. I have my own little techniques and stuff, things.
I'm sure that, you know what, the professor missed a good show tonight.
Yeah, he needed all of this information.
I'm trying to do those things.
Oh, that was one of those inappropriate things I say? I'm sorry.
What? No, it's very well known that he needs a lot of help. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with needing help. It's when you choose not to acknowledge that you need help.
Oh, God.
And you know what? You know what? And he, you know what? I will sit there and I will vouch for him. I will vouch for him in the aspect of he's always willing to learn. I will give him that. He's always willing to learn. So he's cool in my book. Now, if he was just one of them stubborn, oh, I know what I know, and that's just it kind of dudes, oh, no. So he's always willing to learn. So he's cool in my book.
I'm in tears. Oh, my gosh. I can't. I have nothing.
Hey, listen, I'm still learning as we go along, too, but it just so happens that I'm a little bit more knowledgeable in certain aspects, that's all.
Some of us may have knowledge about other things, but others don't. But tell us how we can listen to your show on Monday night. Okay.
Yeah. The Temptress Lead Into Temptation Monday night here on Blog Talk Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 Central, 7, what is it, Mountain Standard, and that makes it 6 Pacific. And we talk, just like we did here, we talk about an array of everything. If you want to learn, the only blog that I did not write about was about the U-Spot. I wrote C-Spot Run, A-Spot, excuse me, Grade 8 Orgasm, and the wet list on my blog, rebchase.wordpress.com, just in case anybody wants to bookmark that for future reference. They can also follow me on Twitter at thetemptress21.
Girl, I did not know you had a Twitter page. I'm going to follow you on Twitter.
Yes, just got it up, so I'll just be putting up, you know, random sexy tips to keep it hot in the bedroom, and we'll want to keep those nanas on the wet list, the best list around.
Okay. Yes, because I'm not even going to talk about it.
Talk about it, sweetie. That's what I'm here for. Practice makes perfect.
I tell you.
And she might cry. I do have to warn you.
Mm-hmm.
She might cry. If this is done correctly, she may cry. I cried during my first few spot walks. Like a baby. Not
okay,
you.
So listen, I need you all to say a small prayer for the next time I see the man in the suit. That's all I got to say. Just say a small prayer. Pray for him. Pray for me. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I already sent my prayers when I saw your little postings on Instagram today. So I already know how that's going to go. I saw that coming. And I told you last time what was going to happen. You're talking real slick. And you said, I ain't worried about it. Be afraid. Be very afraid this time. That's all I'm going to say.
I got some new stuff. I got some new stuff in my book. So,
That ain't going to matter. That is not going to matter. None of that's going to matter.
Well, oh, yes, and tune in this week because the topic is called A Toy Story. We are going to run the gauntlet of toys, male and female toys, just so we can enhance all those spot sets that y'all are doing.
Okay. I'm there. I'm be a little late. I don't care for it. Well, I'm excited. You know what? Send it. Do my reminder. For some reason, my reminder is not coming to my email. But could you please put a reminder on my wall so that way I can click it from my phone and I can listen while I'm still working, even though I ain't supposed to, but I don't even much care. I thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight.
It's my pleasure as always, and thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome. And we will talk to you later, honey.
Yes, you will.
All righty. And tell the little one, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I will.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Oh.
I feel good. I feel good. Everybody feel good? I feel like that was
that. Great. I am about
that
to
was that meditation
busy when we get off the show.
Were you surprised, Thomas? Were you surprised? No, not really.
No, not really. Like, this is something that I've been...
You can spoil a winter.
Huh?
This is something what?
Oh, goodness.
This is what happened. This is what, I mean, I was in a real good place. This is what.
Oh, goodness.
No, don't get me wrong. It was a very interesting topic, but I've also been down that road before. I've been down that road. I've, you know, done the things in which she's actually spoken about. So this, to me, was, it was interesting to you guys. Interesting to you guys, but this was a refresher course for me.
Oh, refresher course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, next time we need to see videos and pictures. Okay. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. This is such a refresher for you.
Don't worry. I'll provide it for you.
Sure. Send it to my email. I'll inbox you one of my two emails. That'd be awesome. And make sure you add that
stuff. No. I'll just show you a little clip if that was the case. You know, if I wanted to show you, then you would have been shown already.
I don't want to. Never mind. I don't want to anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The moment is passed.
Congratulations. Thank you.
That's okay. It's
all right.
Just ruined everything for the spirit. But yeah. Pray for the man in the suit. Because I love him. Are you talking about the sex? Okay, wait a minute, Taylor. I need to know which post you're speaking of. Are you speaking of the challenge post, or are you speaking of my other wants and needs? Because I posted two things today that were primarily dedicated to the man in the suit.
I am talking about the two kinky ones that you put up.
Okay. Oh, you're talking about the one where I was like, oh, I want something kinky. Is this kinky, messy, naughty? Yeah.
Yeah, and then the other one was talking about ass smacking. I think that you should not have posted that because based upon what I saw, I think that you didn't learn your lesson from the last ass spanking that you got.
I did. I've been horrible since. Because I wanted to happen again. But anyway. No, but you have to go back and read. Day 4 of the 30-30 challenge that I am
doing. Oh, yeah. I read that one. Yeah.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. And that was sent to the man in the suit personally this morning. Why not? Therefore, why not tell him what my thoughts are?
Huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Sorry, I'll stay at the tappy. So hopefully, you know, as we wind down on tonight's Friday nightcap, I hope everyone has an enjoyable weekend and gets into all types of trouble and has pictures and videos to show me come Monday because I'm going to want to see since it's my birthday month. So you should want to show me anything and everything at this point because it's my birthday and you should want to support me. And so what are you getting into this weekend? Taylor, where can we find you? Tell me you're going to be in these streets.
This weekend, I am not doing much. I am on babysitting duty. I will be back to blogging next week, so you can look out for those. Also, I have a bunch of Mecha Talk questions, so be on the lookout for those.
Awesome. Thomas?
Well, this weekend, I'm very much chilling this weekend. All this week I was sick, so I just really didn't do much of anything this week. Just work, and that was it. But this weekend, for the most part, doing the same thing, just relaxing, nursing myself back to health, posing a few questions on Facebook Confessions, and that's pretty much it. I'm working back into the whole building up the page.
Okay. Oh, it sounds like a productive weekend. And hopefully you do start to feel better soon and be back at 100%. I know exactly what you're going through, so hopefully you'll feel better soon. I will be all over the place. The kid has an event early in the day, and then I will be heading down to Charlotte, North Carolina, to go see Marsha Ambrosia in concert, another celebration of my birthday. So I'll be in the streets hard this weekend. So, everybody be safe, be good. I'll talk to you same time next week. Good night.
Good night.